Welcome to the What Wild Women Want podcast. I'm Rachel Rose, your personal, certified, feminine awakening coach, energy healer, and intuitive reader. This is a weekly show where women are empowered to unapologetically activate their goddess mode and reclaim their birthright to love, freedom, happiness, and abundance. This is a shrinking violet free zone, guys. Get ready for raw, open, and absolutely necessary conversations to supercharge your self-love journey. I love you. You are worth it. Let's get started. Welcome back to the What Wild Women Want podcast, and I'm your host, Rachel Rose. Today, we're talking about something that has played a prominent theme in my life, both in my childhood and adulthood. We are talking about betrayal, and not just from romantic partners. I'm talking betrayal from family members, friends, bosses, you name it. I've experienced it before. What I find what people don't really talk about is the potential long-term repercussions of betrayal and how it has the power to change your perspective on life and keep you permanently trapped in trauma. It is why I felt compelled to call my next guest to the show. We have with us today Dr. Debbie Silber. She is the founder of the PBT Institute, PBT standing for Post-Betrayal Transformation, and is a holistic psychologist, a health mindset and personal development expert, the author of Trust Again, and is a two-time number one international best-selling author of The Unshakable Woman and From Hardened to Healed. Her podcast, From Betrayal to Breakthrough, is also globally ranked within the top 1.5% of podcasts. Her recent PhD study on how we experience betrayal made three groundbreaking discoveries that changes how long it takes to heal. In addition to being on Fox, CBS, The Dr. Oz Show, TEDx, twice, might I add, twice, guys, and more, she's an award-winning speaker and coach dedicated to helping people move past their betrayals, as well as any other blocks preventing them from the health, work, relationships, confidence, and happiness they want most. Welcome, Debbie.
Thank you so much. Looking forward to our conversation.
Yes, and me too. Guys, we were just catching up offline and I was like, wow, like, is there anything you haven't been on or you haven't been exposed to? So really excited. And, you know, above all, this incredible study you've done for your PhD. So why don't we dial it all the way back first? And why don't you tell us about betrayal? You know, why does it hurt? What's its impact? And what does it really create?
Mm-hmm. You know, think about it. But, well, I define betrayal as the breaking of a spoken or unspoken rule. Every relationship has them. And the way it works is the more we trust and the more we depend on someone, the deeper the betrayal. So, for example, a child who's totally dependent on their parent and the parent does something awful, that's going to have a different impact than, let's say, your coworker taking credit for your idea, your best friend sharing your secret. Still a betrayal, different level of cleanup left in the wake. Mm-hmm. And the reason why it hurts so much is this was the person, these were the people who gave us a sense of safety and security. So when this is the person, these are the people to shatter that sense of safety and security, it's traumatizing.
Mm-hmm. 100%. And I feel that. And I love that you highlight that there are different levels as well. It's not just, because I just feel betrayal, immediately someone says, oh, infidelity. But no, you know, I think one of the key things are overlooked are friendship betrayals or betrayal in the workplace, you know, that it heightens our sense of, you know, not feeling that we can trust other people. And then that just kind of ricochets into other areas of our life as well. So talk to us about this study, because I know it's like a huge piece of work for you. So tell us all about it and about these amazing discoveries you found.
Yeah. And well, first of all, you know, no one studies betrayal because you like the topic. You know, you study because you have to. And it's my 30th year in business, and I was in health and mindset and personal development. And then I had a really painful betrayal from my family. Thought I did everything I needed to do to heal from that. And then a few years later, it happened again. This time it was my husband. Well, that was the deal breaker. So got him out of the house. And I looked at the two experiences thinking, okay, well, what's similar to these two? Of course, me, but what else? And I realized, you know, boundaries were always getting crossed. I never took my own needs seriously. And I'm really one of those believers that if nothing changes, nothing changes. So here it was, four kids, six dogs, a thriving business. And I said, that's it. I'm going back for a PhD. And it was in transpersonal psychology, the psychology of transformation and human potential. I didn't even know how I was going to pay for it. I didn't know how I was going to manage the time, but I knew something drastic had to change. Anyway, I'm in the program and it was time to do a study. So I studied betrayal. What holds us back? What helps us heal? And what happens to us physically, mentally, and emotionally when the people closest to us lie, cheat, and deceive? And that study led to three groundbreaking discoveries, which changed my health, my family, my work, my life. So you want me to dive into all three?
Yes, please.
Sure. So at first I was studying something called post-traumatic growth. And for those who aren't familiar, I look at post-traumatic growth as kind of the upside of trauma, how any trauma, death of a loved one, disease, natural disaster, whatever, leaves you with a new awareness, insight, perspective you didn't have. Like maybe you lose someone you love and you realize, you know what, life is short, that kind of thing. But I had been through death of a loved one and I'd been through disease. And I was like, nope. Betrayal feels different for me. I didn't want to assume it was the same for everyone. So I asked all my study participants, if you've been through other traumas besides betrayal, is it different for you? Unanimously, they said, oh my gosh, it's so different. Here's why. Because it feels so intentional. We take it so personally. Wow. So the self gets shattered and has to be totally rebuilt. Think about it. Rejection, abandonment, belonging, confidence, worthiness, trust. Like when you lose someone you love, right? You grieve, you're sad, you mourn the loss. You don't necessarily lose your ability to trust, right? Your confidence is in shadow. So it's the intentionality that made it so different. So it didn't quite fit as post-traumatic growth. It's like, yeah, you need to rebuild your life, but you also need to rebuild the self. So I coined a new term, post-betrayal transformation, PBT. That's the complete and total rebuild of your life and yourself after an experience with betrayal. That was the first discovery.
Give us, tell us more. And I'm on the edge of my seat. You can't leave me.
Okay. So the second one, that what we discovered was that there's this collection of symptoms, physical, mental, and emotional, so common to betrayal, it's actually known as post-betrayal syndrome. And we've had probably 1,000 people take our post-betrayal syndrome quiz on our site to see to what extent they're struggling. A few things about that. The first thing is we've all heard time heals all wounds. I have the proof that when it comes to betrayal, that's not true. Because there's a question on the quiz that says, is there anything else you'd like to share? And people write things like, my betrayal happened 35 years ago. I'm unwilling to trust. My betrayal happened 15 years ago. Feels like it happened yesterday. So we know you cannot count on time. You can't even count on a new relationship to heal betrayal. It has to be intentional and deliberate. And anyway, you know, every few months I pull the stats from the quiz to see where people land. Do you want me to share some of them?
Yes, please. And by the way, guys, this quiz is available for you as well. Like we're jumping way ahead because we were going to tell you about the free gift, but you are going to get this too. So don't you worry. Yes, tell us all about it.
So just to give you some stats, from the quiz. So imagine 80,000 people, just about every age is represented, almost every country. Ready? 78% constantly revisit their experience. 81% feel a loss of personal power. 80% are hypervigilant. 94% deal with painful triggers. I mean, that's just exhausting. The most common physical symptoms. 71% have low energy, 68% have sleep issues, 63% have extreme fatigue. So you could sleep all night, you wake up, you're exhausted. That's how you know your adrenals have tanked. 47% have weight changes. So in the beginning, maybe you can't hold food down. Later on, you're using food for comfort. Wow. 45% have a digestive issue. And that could be anything from Crohn's, IBS, diverticulitis, constipation, diarrhea, anything. The most common mental symptoms, 78% are overwhelmed, 70% are walking around in a state of disbelief, 68% are unable to focus, 64% are in shock, 62% can't concentrate. So imagine you can't concentrate, you have a gut issue, you're exhausted, you still have to work, you still have to raise your kids. That's not even the emotional ones. Emotionally, 88% experience extreme sadness. 83% are very angry. You can bounce back and forth between those emotions all day long. Yes. 82% feel hurt, 80% have anxiety, 79% are stressed, and just a few more. Here's why I wrote the book Trust Again. 84% have an inability to trust.
Wow.
67%. Yeah, right. Did that land? I mean, yeah. 84%. 67% prevent themselves from forming deep relationships because they're afraid of being hurt again. 82% find it hard to move forward. 90% want to move forward, but they don't know how.
So interesting. And these people that, you know, you've done your studies with, was that based on them not attempting to do anything to heal that betrayal? Very interesting.
This is, no, they were doing something, but unless it's deliberate and intentional and proven to work, it's you could have those numbers. Now, here's what's even crazier. You didn't hear me say one statistic, 20%, 30%. These numbers are high.
Yeah.
These numbers aren't, and these statistics aren't necessarily from a recent betrayal. This could be from that parent doing something awful when you were a kid. This could be from that girlfriend or boyfriend in high school breaking your heart. That's the problem. Now, think about this. That person may not know, care, or even remember. They may not even be alive. And here we are, decades later, with those symptoms because of something that happened all those years ago. Think of how that impacts your health, your work, your relationships, who you're with or not with, what you do or don't do, what you know, how you show up. It affects all of it. And the challenge is that's where most people stay for life until and unless they move through all of the stages, which was the third discovery. So I'm happy to move into the third one if you want.
Yes. I'm so baffled with the statistics because, you know, I'm sure those of you listening are thinking, you know, I've of course had at least one type of betrayal, unless you're living on planet Oz. And if you are, then do they have another space for me? Because I'd like to live there. But we've all experienced it. And when we go through this, I feel like we very much internalize it and keep it as a personal failure for ourselves. And we think the rest of the world could never experience this on the same magnitude that we're experiencing it. So I really feel like this is a breakthrough for so many people listening to this. Like, wow, I really and truly am not alone. You know, I'm sure your study was based on people of various ages, different backgrounds. We're not alone. This is not an isolated issue and it can happen to anybody. So, wow, very powerful statistics.
You know, that's the thing. You're not alone. You're not crazy. And you can heal from all of it. I mean, that's the proof. And that leads me to the third discovery. For me, this was the most exciting out of all three. And what was discovered was while we can stay stuck for years, decades, a lifetime, and so many people do, if we're going to fully heal, and by fully heal, I mean symptoms of post-betrayal syndrome to that whole complete rebuilt place of post-betrayal transformation, we're going to go through five now proven predictable stages. And what's even more exciting about that is we know what happens physically, mentally, and emotionally at every one of those stages. And we know what it takes to move from one stage to the next. Healing is entirely predictable. And I'm happy to share the five stages if you want to hear them.
Yes, please. It's really intriguing. I love it. Who knew betrayal could be so good?
Yeah, you'll see the part that gets really good. So it's all mapped out in Trust Again. It's what all of our coaches are certified in. It's what we teach within the PBT Institute, but here's a distilled version of it right here. Stage one is like a setup stage. And if you can imagine four legs of a table, the four legs being physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual, what I saw with everybody, me too, was a real heavy lean on the physical and the mental thinking and doing, and kind of neglecting or ignoring the emotional and the spiritual feeling and being, right? Now, think about it. If a table only has two legs, it's easy for that table to topple over. That's us. Stage two, shock, trauma, D-Day, Discovery Day. And it's the breakdown of the body, the mind, and the worldview. This is the scariest of all of the stages. This is, you know, the right here, you've ignited the stress response. You're headed for every single stress-related symptom, illness, condition, disease. Your mind is in a complete state of chaos and overwhelm. You can't wrap your mind around what you just learned. This makes no sense. And your worldview has just been shattered. Your worldview is your mental model, the rules that govern us, that prevent chaos. Don't go there. Trust this person. This is how life works. And in one earth-shattering moment or series of moments. Every rule you've ever known to be real and true is no longer. The bottom has bottomed out on you, and a new bottom hasn't been formed yet. So this is terrifying.
Yes.
But think about it. If the bottom were to bottom out on you, what would you do? You'd grab hold of whatever you could to stay safe and stay alive. And that's stage three. Survival instincts emerge. It's the most practical out of all of the stages. If you can't help me, get out of my way. How do I survive this experience? Where do I go? Who can I trust? How do I feed my kids? Here's the trap, though. Stage three, by far, hands down, is the most common place we get stuck. And here's why. Once we've figured out how to survive our experience, because it feels so much better than the shock and trauma of where we just came from, we think it's good. We're like, okay, I got this. And because we don't know there's anywhere else to go, we don't know there's a stage four or stage five. Transformation doesn't even begin until stage four. But because we don't know there's anywhere else to go, we start planting roots here. We're not supposed to, but we don't know that. And four things happen. The first thing is we start getting all these small self benefits. You get to be right. You get your story, right? You get sympathy from everyone you tell your story to. And on some level, that feels good. You know, you get a target for your anger. You don't have to learn to trust again. Can I trust you? Should I trust your effort? Get it. I'm not trusting anybody. So you plant deeper roots. You're not supposed to, but you don't know that. Now, because you're here longer than you should be, the mind starts doing things like, well, maybe you're not all that great. Maybe you deserved it. Maybe this, maybe that. So you plant deeper roots. Again, you don't know you're not supposed to be here. Now, because these are the thoughts you're thinking, well, this is the energy you're putting out. And like energy attracts like energy. So now you're calling situations and circumstances and relationships towards you to confirm, yep, this is where you belong. Gets worse, but I'll get you out of here. Because it feels so bad, but we don't know there's anywhere else to go. Right here, we resign ourselves. This stinks, but I have to figure out a way to get through this. So right here, we start using food, drugs, alcohol, work, TV, keeping busy, whatever it is, to numb, avoid, and distract ourselves from what's so painful to feel or face. So think about it. You do that for a day, a week, a month. Now it's a habit, a year, 10 years, 20 years. And I can see someone 20 years out and say, that emotional eating you're doing, or that drinking you're doing, that numbing in front of the TV, do you think that has anything to do with your betrayal? And they would look at me like I'm crazy. You see, it happened 20 years ago. All they did was put themselves in stage three and stay there. Does that make sense?
Yes, 100%. Wow. It's really interesting, because I'm sure stage three looks very different for a lot of people. Very different for a lot of people. And I'm sure, you know, they stay there because it's not painful enough to move out of. It's just fine. They get to look and act like everybody else, you know?
And that's where repeat betrayals happen too. And I can talk about that after. But this is, it's so common to stay here. That's why I wrote From Hardened to Healed. That is just for stage three. I was like, you've been through the worst of it already. You owe it to yourself to you know, transform after that experience, not to stay stuck. So it's so common because it's okay. It's not horrible. It's not trauma. It's just okay. But there's something so much better. Anyway, if you're willing, and willingness is a big word right here, willing to let go of the small self-benefits and everything you get from it, grieve, mourn the loss, bunch of things you need to do, you move to stage four. Stage four is finding and adjusting to a new normal. So here's where you acknowledge, I can't undo what happened, but I control what I do with it. Right in that decision, you're starting to turn the stress response down. You're not healing just yet, but at least you stop the massive damage you were creating in stages two and stage three. Stage four feels like, if you've ever moved to a new house, office, condo, apartment, whatever, flat in London, you know, your stuff's not all there. It's not quite cozy yet, but it's going to be okay, right? Yeah. That's what it feels like. But think about this. If you were to move, you don't take everything with you. You don't take the things that don't represent who you want to be in this new space. And what I found was, if your friends weren't there for you, you've outgrown them right here. You don't take them with you. from stage three to stage four. And people say to me all the time, I've had these friends for years. Is it me? Yes, it is. You're undergoing a transformation. And if they don't rise, they don't come. Very common. Wow. And so relationships change all the time as we start that transformation. Very common. Mm. When you've settled into this new space mentally, you've made it home and it's okay. You move into the fifth most beautiful stage. And this is healing, rebirth, and a new worldview. The body starts to heal. Self-love, self-care, eating well, exercise. You didn't have the bandwidth for that earlier. Now you do. Your mind is healing. You're making new rules. You're making new boundaries based on the road you just traveled. And you have a new worldview based on everything you see so clearly now. And the four legs of the table, in the beginning, it was all about the physical and the mental. By this point, we're solidly grounded because we're focused on the emotional and the spiritual too. Those are the five stages.
Hmm. There's something so healing that you just said, like you didn't have the bandwidth to do all of these more self-love things. That is so healing for anyone listening to this who put, I think what comes to mind straight away is eating. You know, we've all had emotional eating, emotional drinking in my case, my early 20s. Wow. You know, I really, you know, I was, me and tequila were great friends, let's just say, and it worked for so long. But I didn't have the bandwidth for the healthy lifestyle I have now. And for so long, I shamed myself about that. You know, oh, well, you didn't take care of your body back then. Well, are you surprised with the state you're in now? So it's just where we were, you know, you couldn't possibly have done anything different in the time that you were, because it just was, you didn't have the capacity for it. It's great. That is exactly. A really, really good.
Yeah. And that's very stage three. You found a way to survive your experience, and it just keeps everything sort of at a distance. Nothing's being dealt with. Nothing's being healed, but it's actually, you know, possibly making the day a bit easier. Actually, there were three groups in the study who did not heal. And one of them, this was the group that was numbing, avoiding, distracting. You know, they ran to the doctor who put them on a mood stabilizer or anti-anxiety medication. They were drinking, emotionally eating, and, you know, may have made the day a bit easier. Not without a price. They didn't heal.
No.
The second group, this was the group that refused to give up their story, deeply stuck in stage three. They had their story. That was it. The third group, I found this so interesting. This was the group where the betrayer had very little consequences. So whether it was because of not wanting to break up a family, not wanting to shake things up, religious reasons, that was a big one, financial fear, whatever it was, they just did all they could to turn the other cheek, try to put it behind them. I saw two things with this group. The first was only a further deterioration of the relationship. And the second was this group was the most physically sick.
Yes, I knew this was coming. I was like, I'm sure it was a lot of stomach issues, a lot of anxiety. Yeah.
Your broken heart can't handle that. It just can't handle it. But people are so afraid of the death and destruction of the old. But that's the only way you rebirth the new, whether it's a new you, like, you know, rebuilding is always a choice, whether you rebuild yourself and move on. That's what I did with my family. It wasn't an option to rebuild with them. Or if the situation lends itself, if you're willing, if you want to, you rebuild something entirely new. I'm talking from the ground up new with the person who hurt you. That's what I did with my husband. So not long ago, as two totally transformed people, we married each other again. New rings.
That's beautiful.
New vows. New dress and our four kids is our bridal party. But see, betrayal will show you who someone truly is. It also has the potential to wake them up to who they temporarily became. Now you could totally, you know, that's it, and you're on your way. But in you transforming, you just have this beautiful opportunity to just recreate yourself and become a version of you that never would have had the ability to show up if that didn't happen.
I love that outcome for you, because it just goes to show, you know, the transformation, first of all, is for you. Whether people rise up with you is something completely different. But if it does happen, it's just another add-on. It's just a bonus. That is truly, truly beautiful.
It is all about when someone's betrayed. And this is the reason why repeat betrayals happen, because they're so heartbroken. They're so upset. Their heart is in so much pain. They just want to go away. So they don't do the work to heal. And they show up the same way, the same two people over and over and over again. And even if it's not with that person, if they haven't done the work, to move through the stages, they'll only attract someone at that same stage three level. And they keep doing that over and over and over again. So the idea is, when you've experienced that shattering of everything you've known, you rebuild something entirely new. You know what it's like? It's like, I mean, I have four kids. They're grown now in their 20s. But when they were little, they used to love Legos, right? Those, you create whatever structure you want. So imagine there's this giant Lego structure sitting in your living room. Now, it's not, let's say, good, but it's just there, right? And let's say it's just there. Well, now, with betrayal, it would be as if the entire Lego structure just comes tumbling down. Mm. And here's the thing. Once you've experienced that betrayal, and let's say you're looking at that Lego structure, pieces, you don't need to use every one of them, and you don't need to put it back the same way. You get to deliberately and intentionally say, do I want this? Do I want to look like this? Do I want it to look like this? Do I want this one in it? No, I want this. I want this. And you create something magnificent. That's stage four and stage five.
You know, with that analogy, what's beautiful is I'm just thinking back to my childhood. I loved Lego. It's very ungirly, like whatever that's supposed to mean in our day and age. But I didn't have the opportunity unless I was at a cousin's house. But when that did happen, and I tried to recreate what was there, it was so frustrating because you could never really do it, exactly. You know? Exactly. And I'm sure people facing this as well, like when they've really tried to reconstruct something with someone identical to what they had, maybe you can speak that of your own relationship. Mm. It won't work. You have to build something new.
And we hear it all the time with people coming into the Institute. I just want my old relationship. No, it's not available. It's no longer there. And that's wonderful because now everything that you love about yourself, you take with you. Everything that no longer serves, you leave behind. That's the stage four and stage five version of you. You know, if you let boundaries get crossed, you don't take that with you. If you just didn't speak up for your needs, you don't take that with you. Whatever it is for you, it is so intentional who you become when you're moving through the stages. Yeah. And then it's so interesting because we see this all the time. And you never see this when someone's in, let's say, stage three. When someone moves into stage four and stage five, we have seen so many levels, new levels of health, new businesses get birthed, new relationships, whether it's a new relationship with that same person at an entirely different level or new relationships entirely, because you've done the trauma work, you've done the healing, and you're open to it now. The BBT Institute, that was a stage five thing. You can access these new levels of who you're ready to become unless you move through all that other stuff.
This is truly, truly fascinating. I think the work you're doing is just so needed right now. So, so, so needed because we are in a society of canceling. We cancel people whenever we want. We block, delete. We have Bumble here. Bumble is like Tinder. I don't know if you guys have Tinder, probably, or something. There's so many apps like that where people just, oh yeah, block, goodbye. We're dehumanizing each other so much for our own selfish gains. I think your work is so necessary right now. It's wonderful. And talk to us a little bit more about the free gift because my listeners like things that are free.
Yeah. Well, like we have two different quizzes. One is the post-betrayal syndrome quiz, and you will see to what extent you're struggling. It's going to ask you, it's a deep quiz. We're going to ask you a lot of questions, but you will be shocked. All of the symptoms that you think, oh, it's just stress. Oh, it's just aging. No, it's not. It's betrayal. Unhealed betrayal. We also have the healed or hardened quiz. And what you'll see there is you will know exactly what stage you are in. So both quizzes you could just find easily at the PBT, as in post-betrayal transformation, thepbtinstitute.com.
Yes. And I'm going to include the notes down below, guys, so you can just go ahead and click down. And I think, you know what, Debbie, what about people listening right now and they're right in the midst of it and they've just been betrayed? What is something just fundamental you can give them as a question that they can ask themselves to move forward?
Yeah. First of all, I know how the shock and I know the pain and I know your world has just been upended. I didn't do anything anybody else couldn't do. And now there's a roadmap for it. But when you're in, that's the stage two person. I want you to know you're not crazy. You're not alone. And you can heal from all of it. And I also would say, if you have to say this a million times to yourself, it's worth it. And this is if it's a romantic betrayal. Even though it happened to you, it's not about you.
Oh, wow. Nice. I got goosebumps. That was really powerful. It's not about you. I love that. Love that.
It's not. It's really not.
And so where can we find more of you, more of your wisdom on social media?
Yeah, social media, Dr. Deb, either Dr. Debbie Silver, I'm there. Just everywhere.
Perfect. So go for it. I know you live on Instagram. Do you have a TikTok?
I do. Yep.
Oh, go for it.
I've just about every day, Monday through Friday.
Wonderful. So you know where to find her, guys. And again, all of her links are below. And so, you know, this is not a surprise to my listeners, but Debbie, I did warn you about this question. So my question to round off is, if you could go back to someone who's betrayed you in the past, with all the knowledge and the grounding and the open-heartedness that you have now, what would you say to them?
This is going to sound so crazy. I would thank them. I would just say thank you.
Wow. And this is
to my family. Yeah, I would say, because that's who came up first. Because I never would have had the desire, especially, you know, the one with my husband, that just put me over the edge completely. But it never would have led to the PhD program. It never would have led to the discoveries. It never would have led to the thousands of people we're helping because of it. It never would have led to this new version of me, this new marriage to the same people, but we're not the same. This new family, we're all the same people, but we're not the same. So it was because of that. You know, the people who hurt you the most are your greatest teachers.
Oh my goodness. Wow. And that is all we have time for today, guys. If you love this episode, take a screenshot and share it on your Instagram and Facebook stories. I am at The Healing Rose Holistics. Feel free to send me a DM. Love you. Let me know what you liked about this episode and let me know what you want to see more of. Have a good one.